can bring up anything that you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and with you in the studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to actually control the content. So the stuff you see there on the front page was placed there by listeners like you. And you can add things to said front page. You can vote them up if you like them, vote them down if you don't. And then we might just talk about some of that on the radio. In fact, there's a story there about the New York Mayor Bloomberg looking to outlaw e-cigarettes. And that's the second from the top story.
Boy, is he the frickin' Fuhrer of the Gestapo no-fun police.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that. But there's actually a special guest on the line here that we intended to have on the show last night. For those of you that only get the Saturday night show on perhaps your local radio station, we do this program 7 nights per week. And he's Jim Babka, and the president, one of the founders of DownsizedDC.org. Jim, good evening, sir.
Good evening. It's good. I'm in much better shape tonight and glad to be here.
Yeah, you were apparently coming down with something very fast yesterday. We had announced that you were going to be on the show, and as tends to be the case when I announce someone's going to be on the show as a guest, something happens to prevent them from coming on. In your case, well, it was some sort of stomach bug, I guess.
Apparently bad tartar sauce.
Oh, yes,
it was bad. And, you know, my favorite part of it, Ian, was getting a text from my pastor 7:15 saying, I just heard on a national radio show you're puking.
Well, you had told me that you thought you might puke, Sam. So I don't know if I said you were puking, but...
I think throwing up was the exact words you used, but, you know, that's awesome.
I think it was a distinct possibility from what you were telling me. Hopefully you didn't. But then again, you usually feel better if you do, so I don't know.
Yeah, maybe... I do. Yes, you do.
Maybe I should hope that you did. I don't know. Anyway, it's good to have you back with us.
Right?
Yes. It's good to have you back on the show. By the way, I want to announce our brand newest affiliate, WNZS 1340 in Veazey, Maine, is on board.
Sweet.
With us here, and that is actually right next door to Bangor.
If you don't know where VZ is, you don't know nothing.
I don't know anything about Maine. I really don't. I've been to Portland once, and that's about it. So welcome aboard. They are on board for Saturdays. Just taking an hour to start, but maybe we'll get more time over time. So if you like the show, don't hesitate to give feedback to your local stations and tell them thanks for airing some Free Talk Live. Jim?
This is like a gateway hour.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, free talk and then you get hooked.
That's really the reason why we have the Saturday and Sunday shows is to kind of get our foot in the door at stations. That way, you know, their audience can become familiar with us and we can be there in case the station needs extra time during the week, you know, covered by Free Talk Live. So it's a strategy that I think has worked over time.
Good.
Jim, you sent out something in email the other day that I saw the headline of and immediately was interested in it. It is about a new campaign you have at DownsizedDC.org called I Withdraw My Allegiance from the Federal Government. And then you put quotes around the word government. Tell me what's going on.
Well, we've been on a journey, and you've been a part of this journey. Both of you guys have. We've spoken off-air and on-air about this together. We just come to the conclusion we're in the process of building this project called the Zero Aggression Project, based on the Zero Aggression Principle, which we basically take to mean don't tread on others. What the state does to provide the benefits that it provides and to do all the wonderful things it claims to do is that it hurts other people. It takes money from some people to give to others. It tramples on the conscience of people. It tramples on their happiness. And it takes away, and it always claims that it's doing us good by doing so. And we have begun trying to make an argument based on defending this right of conscience, this right of people's right to pursue happiness, to be free, to enjoy liberty. We've tried to begin making this argument a very moral argument. We're purposely using the word moral. And so we started last year denying consent to the various actions the state was taking, kind of piecemeal. Something would come up and we would say, listen, what you're doing is wrong. Not just what you're doing is not going to work out policy-wise and we've got a better policy, but it's wrong. And here are the reasons why it's immoral, and here's who gets hurt when you do this.
Now, Jim, most of the documents, the highest laws of these documents, the constitutions, will say things like, you know, government comes from the consent of the governed. And so consent is a very strong portion of what you know, these folks claim from us. I mean, essentially, the claim is that, I guess, if you live here on our land, and, you know, the federal government basically claims every square inch and every living being on that land is their own, if you live here, you're ours and you consent.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we've done a lot of study on this whole topic, and this is not a new topic. Jefferson obviously brought it up, and it's part of who we are as a country. And it's supposedly there's a social contract between us and the government. And you'll notice you brought up the fact that I put government in quotes. We don't actually believe we have a government. We're very pro-government. We believe that there are governing and intervening institutions all over the place. If you belong to a club, for example, or you belong to a church, or you're involved in some other organized activity, there's almost always someone who's taking the leadership. There's someone who signs the checks for the organization. There are rules that determine how you're a member and whether you can choose how the leadership's chosen. Some places are more formal than others. And I think human beings have a desire or interest in setting up governments, and they consent to them all the time. But here's what's different between the one we have in Washington, D.C., and all these other governments. And that is, you can walk away from the others. You can divorce them. If for some reason you reach the point where you find that they're doing things repeatedly that you disagree with, you can go somewhere else. So you can pick another church. You can go work somewhere else. You can, in every other area of your life, you're able to change your mind. And so we've come to the conclusion that you really have more power as a customer than you do as a citizen. Now, what does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the so-called government is providing a variety of services. And if those services were actually valuable, if people actually wanted them, if they were actually willing to pay for them, then that would be great. But they don't give you the choice. So do you want the war on drugs? Well, you're not given a choice, but you're going to pay for it anyway. Mm-hmm. You want children to be droned in wedding parties over in Pakistan and Afghanistan? You're going to pay for it anyway. And so we're saying, enough's enough. We have to begin honoring conscience because, frankly, both of those things offend my conscience. Everyone's conscience needs to be honored. And if you don't want to pay for this, you shouldn't have to. And that's the difference between the type of government we have. And so we have purposely begun labeling it a state. It has coercive force at its core. That's what it does. It is no longer a government. And it can't be a government for this simple reason. It's constantly engaged in criminal activity. You can't say you're the institution that's protecting us from crime when you are the criminal.
Wow, Jim, yes. Thank you. I love this idea. Of course, it's something that I did years ago, withdrawing my allegiance from the federal government. I also don't really have much allegiance to state government either. But, you know, let's start with the big gangsters first, and I think this is an important focus for people.
I don't think people's allegiance matters that much to them, but I guess it's the only thing you can withdraw. I mean, when it comes to...
Well, you can withdraw all consent. You can withdraw funding
sure.
as well.
You could withdraw funding, but, you know, I mean, that's a much bigger step than saying...
It's
that
time,
these,
though. I think it's time
thieves,
to take that step.
These criminals demand money from me, and if I don't give it to them, they threaten to throw me in jail... And then they take the money and they do whatever they want with it. And everybody has disputes, whether it's the war on drugs or whether it's foreign wars or whether it's you know, welfare that disempowers the poor or whatever it might be. Everybody feels the same way about the government doing something.
Now, Jim, you did send an updated email after this saying you wanted to clarify some things that you weren't saying by asking people to withdraw their allegiance from the federal government. You were not necessarily suggesting that people stop paying them.
No, we're not necessarily suggesting anything beyond simply making your statement right now, making your stand. And there's a reason for this, Ian. And one of the people that I really admire in all of this is you. I've watched what you've done. I've seen your video. I know you went into jail for your principles. And I know other people up in Keene have done some remarkable things up there. And I talk about you guys all the time in private conversation and in interviews. I've mentioned you guys bunches and bunches of times. But not everybody is ready to go there. You and I have had this conversation before. Different people are going to be ready to do different things
sure.
at different times. And what we have to do, what's been missing, is there has not been an organization that has focused on trying to be, we talked about the gateway, bringing people along, drawing them on that course so that they begin to see that they need to do this, that this needs to be done, and maybe that they need to defend people like you, stand up for people like you when you do engage in civil discipline.
No doubt. Jim,
so we have to have a pass.
Can you hang on for another second?
Yes.
All right, more with Jim Babka. He is from Downsize DC, and you should go check out their site, downsizedc.org. We'll talk more about their campaign to have you withdraw your allegiance from the feds here in moments.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-453. It is the live Saturday edition. We are talking about withdrawing your allegiance. You spent your whole life pledging it. Why not consider withdrawing it? I mean, after all, what is it that the federal government has really done for you anyway? 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there, including archives that go all the way back to 2006. You just click and download as many of them as you like. Also, you can, of course, use the share button on our SoundCloud player to easily share your favorite episodes of Free Talk Live on your favorite social bookmarking and networking website. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all those features.
Now, I'm willing to give my allegiance back. I'm willing to give it back. As long as
in return
government,
for what?
But, you know, a government getting in line. Just take half the steps I'm looking for, and we'll be fine. I don't think that this is a situation where I've got to stick with a bunch of people that seem to be doing the opposite of what I want.
Mm.
If my wife started acting in a way that was contrary to running, you know, us having a good marriage, doing the opposite of it, then I wouldn't stick with her. I might take her back later if she cleaned up her act or whatever, but you can't change somebody. And by supporting these people in the government, you're just enabling them.
Jim Bebka is back with us. He is president of DownsizeDC.org. Jim, your thoughts so far?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Please correct me if I've gotten some part of the story right, because I want to tell it correctly, but because this is really about what you guys are doing up there. But I understand that when you guys go to court, you don't rise when the judge walks in the room.
No.
It's against my religion.
Unless
to do
I'm
that.
Under threat of violence, then I may consider doing it.
Quakers have done that for you know, generations.
Okay, so when the first time this happened and there was only one or two of you doing it, what happened?
Well, it depends on usually if you do this in most places, there are going to be bailiffs who will immediately start to threaten you if not the judge himself.
All right, now when 20 some of you were showing up in the room and not doing it, and it had been going on for a while, what happened then?
Oh, nothing happens anymore.
Okay, so this is the point. This is consent in action, okay? There was a ceremony that required your allegiance, and you said, we're going to simply pull our consent out of this. Mm-hmm. Now, when it was one of you, it was easy to pick on you. It was easy to put you through the meat grinder. Okay. Two of you, that's just fine, too. But when a group of you showed up and you had been doing it for a while, and all of a sudden, what, the bailiff just lets it go, the judge comes in and sits down, it's as if nothing happened.
Yeah,
but something fundamental changed. And that's what, and this is true across the board. The worst tyrannies on the planet are in place because the people consent to it. Because
Absolutely.
There is a body of people not only consenting to it. Listen, your neighbors, your family, your friends, your coworkers, if I'm speaking to the audience now, they keep this system in place. They support it. They wholeheartedly endorse it. They rush the elections to vote as if it matters. They participate in all of this. They hate the right groups because that's what their party tells them to do. They are doing what they can to support the system. And when someone gets pulled into the system and gets arrested, they stop and think, well, maybe he had it coming. There isn't this pause.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm suggesting that it needs to change. So here's a fundamental way it could change. If everybody now understood what we learned, the thing that we said was the straw that broke the camel's back here for us, that we stepped over and said, okay, the next step now isn't just denying consent an issue at a time, but it's withdrawing complete allegiance. The straw that broke the camel's back after a huge stack that we cited in our message was this revelation that the NSA and the DEA are working together and that they are capable of trumping up a criminal activity. They can find out that you've got drugs in your car, give the GPS to the police can come and get you, and then they scrub the record so that you have no way of challenging the people who originally provided the accusation. They invent a new narrative, okay? This is criminally wrong on so many different levels that we don't even have time to talk about. But the key point here is that every person now called to sit on a jury needs to understand that when a federal agent speaks, he deserves the penalty of the doubt. Not the benefit of the doubt, the penalty of the doubt. He cannot be trusted because we now know, we have it in front of us, that the government lies about the source of its investigations. It lies about a number of different things.
Yeah, we caught an FBI agent perjuring himself here in New Hampshire during the Rich Paul trial.
So whenever they're sitting down and you're hearing, you have to say, well, I have to discount this guy's testimony because he's a federal agent. And if you have to be the one to hang the jury. Now, if one out of 12 Americans thought that way, what happens to their system?
They're in trouble.
I suppose, I suppose it would be a big disaster for them.
Well, I think withdrawing consent is so, so important, and it's something that we focus on a lot up here, Jim, with some of the activism. In fact, of course, you know about the Free State Project, but many of our listeners may not have heard about it. The Free State Project is nearing 75% of the way to its goal of reaching 20,000 liberty-oriented individuals, people like us who believe in freedom and who are willing to actually do something about it, to move to New Hampshire and get active together. And we're seeing that is a big success. In fact, it's so successful, it's attracting media personalities now. Amanda Billy Rock is a YouTube personality who is a very liberty-oriented young lady. And she just yesterday, I believe, moved into Manchester. We've got Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project. They're throwing him a moving in, welcome home, homewarming, kind of housewarming party tonight. So finally, the founder of the Free State Project, over a decade later, has finally made the move, which is exciting.
Well, that's not the purpose of the Free State Project, isn't to move in. I mean, he's done everything. He's an early mover.
Oh, I'm not coming down on him. I'm just saying he's finally moved. It's, been 10 years, and now he's here. He's been working in at a school, I guess, up until now. And
I think he's going to go work at Dartmouth.
Must have had the chance to get a job at Dartmouth because that's where he's living. So he's moving this weekend. And Pasha Roberts, the director of Silver Circle Movie, is in the process of moving up to New Hampshire. So we're getting all these great, personalities that are relatively notable in the Liberty Movement up here. And, of course, that's just only going to attract more people. So I would recommend our listeners who are interested in taking this idea, I think taking Jim's idea of withdrawing allegiance to the next level, and getting together with other people who are withdrawing their allegiance and withdrawing their consent, go to freestateproject.org, and we can really, I think, make a difference together. That's freestateproject.org.
Throughout human history, we've had, basically autocracies, or dictators, or tyrants, whatever term you wish to use. People in charge, because it was never just one person. It was, always a court of people. People in charge that really had no connection to the individual down on the bottom rungs. The promise of the Republic of the United States and many other was that you were going to have, we the people, were going to have some kind of effect on those that were in charge. But this NSA scandal, if it blows that idea wide open. If the NSA can listen in on your and my conversations, they can listen in on the conversations of judges and politicians and movers and businessmen and, just the people that matter. If they can listen in on those conversations, they know where the bodies are buried. They know who the mistresses are. They know where the offshore bank, who has offshore bank accounts. And there was just an article out recently. It's trillions of dollars in offshore bank accounts. This is illegal. Once they have a crime on these folks, and everybody commits crimes, then they can control people. Now, I don't know if the NSA is doing it. I don't know if they're selling information to people. I don't know if just some of the peons are grabbing the information morsels and selling them off. I have no idea. But what this does is this shows that there is no such thing as a functioning democracy.
Jim Babka, stick with us.
Yeah.
All right, more with Jim here in moments. From DownsizedDC.org, one of their top campaigns at the moment is withdrawing your allegiance from the federal government. Are you ready to take that step? Or is there still something about them that warms your heart?
There's
inside?
Those colors, red, white, and blue. Love
855 453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Zidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got news updates. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever your choice. If you get the emails, it'll be the most important updates about Free Talk Live. If you follow us on the social bookmarking sites or social networking sites, then there'll be more detail, stuff that we're doing during the show, questions we might want to ask, show prep, links to guests. So you can go to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for what you like.
If you're looking for camping, survival, shooting gear, survival gear, whatever it might be for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. They've got the name brands that you want because you trust the name brands, and they've got them at the lowest prices. Every time I've ever bought anything from Man Venture, they always have had the lowest prices. They claim rock bottom prices, so go there and take a look. Whether you're looking for firearms, rifles, pistols, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, or boating equipment, tents, apparel, water purification, whatever it might be, they've got it at manventureoutpost.com. It's a family-run operation. I've been buying from them for years. They've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick and get it from manventureoutpost.com.
We've been talking with Jim Babka over the pretty much the history of the existence of Free Talk Live here and there throughout the years about various different campaigns they've been doing over at downsizedc.org, which is a great website for attempting to influence the politicians in D.C. I don't know if the politicians care, but it is, I think, an effective side at doing what it does, and that is it helps people connect with these politicians, and it makes it easy to do that, because that's a big hurdle to jump over for people to attempt to communicate with these people. It's just they make it difficult. So Downsize DC does a good job at making that process easier. And Jim, you're fed up. You're sick and tired of the federal government and all the lies and, you know, all the misinformation and the, you know, the skullduggery and the scamming and the violence and the murder on the part of the federal government. And what pushed you over the edge was this NSA/DEA revelations that the DEA was utilizing the NSA to basically give them information and then covering up their tracks. And you've decided that you want to call for a withdrawal of allegiance, and I presume that means you were one of the first to withdraw?
Oh, yeah. And listen, I mean, this was my heart has been here for quite some time, but I really think we have to begin to find a way to bring a lot more people along with us. And that's what we're really trying to embark on. We're trying, with the coming new Zero Aggression Project, even more so, to begin trying to get people to focus on the moral argument. The things that you guys and I believe, because I know we share a lot of common values, our strong suit is morality, and we haven't argued that. Over the years, we've gone into politics, and we've gone into various types of pragmatic arguments. We've had the war of the competing studies showing why one policy was better than the other. Where we really shine, and where we have not really emphasized, is that we are actually nice people. And what I mean by that is, I don't believe that if you disagree with my tastes or my values, so long as you're not harming anybody or their property, that I have any right to imprison you, to fine you, to sanction you in any kind of way. I don't believe it's okay for me to tread on you. And so that's a very simple thing. The Zero Aggression Principle just says don't tread on others. This is the value system. Every other political ideology is a statist ideology that believes that they can, because they have some higher good that they're seeking, trample on the rights of others, steal their money, ignore their happiness and their wishes, even violate their conscience to carry out these deeds that the state does. And we're saying that that has to come to an end. And that needs to be the focus of our argument, because there is where we shine. There is where we are better than everyone else. And when we get, here's the thing, I want people to begin to have these aha moments or wake up moments where they begin to connect these dots. When they come to us and they see this whole list of things that have been going wrong, and they say, why is this happening? To give them a coherent answer that explains it, to give them new glasses, as it were, to see this whole thing differently, so that they begin to realize when they're endorsing these political activities, they're literally endorsing violence against other human beings, and they become disgusted with it. I want to change the environment so much that people who go to work in Washington, maybe they used to tell, my son works for the congressman so-and-so, but I want it to be so that people are embarrassed to admit that their son works for congressman so-and-so,
yeah.
And they snicker behind his back when they find out, and he's embarrassed to tell people that that's where he works. That's what I want. So what we're focusing on is how do we bring as many people along as we possibly can. And I think right now, part of our timing had a lot to do with all these revelations that come out recently, because I think there are more people waking up and asking questions, and that maybe they're starting to realize, I can't trust either the parties, I can't trust the politicians, even this government I've been told to trust all my life. Something is fundamentally wrong.
That's
a lot to do with our timing.
Jim, there's a recent Rasmussen poll, I think it's about a year old, that said something to the effect of essentially 9 out of 10 of Americans do not believe that Washington, D.C. has the consent of the governed. And that's a tremendous thing to say, but then one's sort of left with, well, what else? You said, as I believe, humans need some kind of governance, whatever that governance might be, self-governance, governance through other bodies, things like that. But how, there's a lot of people in radio land listening right now, hearing what you're saying, and they agree with the problems, but they don't understand what the solution is.
Well, first of all, we have so many different ways that we don't even have enough time to talk about the number of different ways that we can govern ourselves. I mean, we do this every day. So I want to make this as simple as I possibly can. This takes care of just about 99% of everything. In your personal dealings, almost every human being tends to follow two simple principles. They tend to follow the Zero Aggression Principle, and they tend to follow the Golden Rule. they tend to have some empathy or some regard for some group of people. And those are your community. That's your safety net. Those are the people that you've invested in their lives and they've invested in yours. And you know that if something went wrong, you could call them in the middle of the night and they'd be there. You know that if you had a financial need, they'd show up to help. You know that you can count on these people. That's your safety net. That's your community. And what has happened because we have this state handling all these things is we've literally destroyed a community. We need to seek to reconnect with each other and continue to do what we always do and what we've done so well. The thing that gets us our marriages, the thing that gets us our friends, the thing that gets us our jobs, and that is simply be considerate of the feelings of others, the emotions and desires and dreams of others. And when we're that way, then we get what we want, and they get what they want. Everything seems to work. It's only... All of these culture wars that we've got going on are entirely the fault of politics. There's no reason we should have any regard for what everybody else is doing. And frankly, part of the reason people are concerned is they're afraid they're going to get stuck with the bill. Someone sees somebody going off and smoking weed, and they say, well, I'm going to get stuck paying that bill sooner or later. But what if they didn't? What if they knew they'd be free of the bill? And if the people who are going to, and the person who's smoking the weed is in a culture of other people who smoke the weed with them. And they all kind of look out for each other. This is the way the world's supposed to work. You find the places where you fit in.
I agree. Building community, I think, among liberty people is really important. And, of course, that's one of the things that's the best part about living in New Hampshire is you're surrounded by liberty-oriented people. But, you know, even in the process of doing these things, Jim, you're going to come up against some opposition because some of the people in your community believe in the state. They are still stuck within that paradigm and stuck good, maybe for the rest of their lives. Hopefully we can, you know, shake them out of it. But a lot of them are going to die with a belief in the state. And these people are likely to do things in response to people withdrawing allegiance and withdrawing consent from the state. They are likely to point at you as the problem, as though, you, by withdrawing your consent or allegiance or in some cases money, that you're the issue and that these people in the state are just trying to follow their own dreams. They're just trying to do their job, like the people here who defend the parking enforcement agents when the Robin Hooders are going around town in Keene saving people from getting parking tickets. There are people in town who... they like the parking enforcement agents. They think that they're just good people trying to work a job and that the Robin Hooders are just ruining their lives. And in some cases, it's come to violence in the streets. So, you know, this could be a dangerous road, Jim Babka.
Different issues are going to play out slightly different. But let me say this. I think one of the things that we have to do is we have to turn on people's empathy meters here. We have to make them see the violence in the system. And so for me, it was a conversation with a gentleman last year who kept talking about, well, I know Obamacare is not great, but it's going to do this and this. And I kept saying, but look what it's doing to me. Look what it's doing to me. And then finally he had to be like, wow, I've never thought about it that way before.
Jim Babka, can we have you for one more segment?
Sure.
Jim Babka is with us from DownsizeDC.org. And if you've got a question for Jim, now would be a good time to get it in here. This is a pretty big idea that he's presenting. I think it's really important. Free Talk Live.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. force, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Jim Babka from Downsize DC, your call will come first. We'll resume regular format in hour number two, where we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. But we're talking with Jim Babka about his new campaign over at DownsizeDC.org, which suggests that you withdraw your allegiance from the federal government. And, you know, they've gone far enough, according to Jim Babka. And it's been something he's been mulling over for a while, and they finally moved forward with this, I think, pretty exciting campaign to suggest to people to withdraw their allegiance, not just their consent on each individual issue, but entirely withdraw their allegiance from the federal government. I mean, Jim, is this about secession? I mean, is this like a code for secession, or would you consider this personal secession?
I'm not really fond of that word, just like I'm not fond of the word anarchy.
Yeah.
It's a moral divorce. We specifically said in our letter to Congress that if we submit in the future, it will not be out of allegiance but fear. Mm. And so that's where we're at right now. I mean, this really at this point, and as I say, I believe this is a multi-stage process, Ian. I believe we've got to bring lots of people who aren't where we're at along. We can't get so far ahead of them. We have to have an institution maybe devoted to this idea, to recruiting people and bringing them along, that we're not so far ahead of us that they can't even see our back anymore, that they think we're just completely over, you know, overboard. So we're trying to draw a group of people along, and it was, you know, we sent out these messages, we had kind of a miraculous response. We had people said that our language was too strong, and others said that it would get ignored, and some said that it would get us thrown in jail or get them thrown in jail if they sent the messages. So there was all these contradictory things, and there were other people who liked it. So it tells me that we're on to something. We had we've got a fairly good response that we're on to something.
You know, I always, whenever somebody comes back with the response of, well, that's going to get you in jail, or, you know, oh, you can't secede, that'll put, they're going to roll in tanks, or they go to the kind of the government's going to use violence against you kind of fear-mongering, and to me, that's just another reason why you need to withdraw your consent and withdraw your allegiance from these criminals.
If that's what you think the government's going to do, then what do you think about your government?
It's a great question.
So, Jim, how can people take action on this?
Well, you know, we're in the process of building a new project as well that I'm very, very excited about. And I'm looking forward to coming back to you and talking to you guys when we finally launch this thing. But to be a part of this, to get involved and stay involved on a day-to-day basis, we are not going to stop talking about this idea. We're writing several other pieces to follow up and explain our thinking and our philosophy on this. You simply go to downsizedc.org. You can very easily sign up for the Consent Chronicle, which is our email newsletter, or you can choose to send a message to Congress. Right now, this is our feature. It's near the top of the page on the blog right now. That you can see the withdrawing allegiance. Click on that article. You can send a message to Congress from there. Or over on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see the Read the Bills Act, the One Subject at a Time Act. These are proposals to regulate Congress instead of the people. Pick any one of the issues that we've got on our site. Send a message. We've made the simple system very easy for you to use. And after you use it and you get an easy-to-remember password, it's even easier to come back and keep using it repeatedly. To send a message to all three, your rep and your two senators, that's at downsizedc.org. And when you do that, you will, either way, you'll be on our email list, the Consent Chronicle. If you don't like it, there's a link at the bottom. You can click to get off it. But if this is, I think most of the people listening to the show are going to value the information we're putting out on a regular basis. Yeah. The other battles that we're fighting, but this one obviously is very near and dear to our heart at the moment. One more time, downsizedc.org.
So I asked you something during the break about the Shire Society Declaration, because I feel like it's really, it ties right into what you guys are doing. It's a personal declaration of independence. It may be going a little bit further, I think, than what you guys might be doing at downsizedc.org, but ultimately, we've been having people sign this thing, and you took a look over it during the break, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So, I just got back last week from spending 5 days at the county fair, basically using this as an outreach tool, using the Shire Society Declaration as something to share with people and ask them if they would sign it. We had over 200 people over 5 days, 77 of them all on one day, signed this document. And what we do is we allow them to take it home with them because we don't want to collect files on anyone, unlike the NSA. And so people can declare their own personal independence. And it's just sort of a personal internal thing that they're doing. You're asking people to send a message to Congress. And I think there's some value there. Not that ultimately they're really going to care about it because they just kind of do what they want. But ultimately, I think that people do need to take the next step, and I'm glad that you guys are there introducing folks to, you know, the first step. Go ahead.
Ian, here's why this matters. A lot of people don't understand their American history, but they're big fans of it anyway. The Founding Fathers went through a very slow, methodical process, and it wasn't the colonists that declared rebellion, that said they were going to go in rebellion. The king said that his colonists were in rebellion. He actually issued an edict saying that they were in rebellion. They tried numerous times to appeal to him, say, we're still Englishmen, we want to work together. But here's the point. When they finally wrote the Declaration of Independence, it's the first part of that letter that's so important and that we still cherish to this day. Before all the list of offenses, which anybody could write, and we could still write one today, they laid out the beginnings of their case, and they said that they were appealing to everyone in the world. They were looking for justification in the eyes of the world. It is important when you're going to embark on a movement of nonviolence. Martin Luther King understood this. Gandhi understood this. That you do everything decently and in good order, that you do things that leave you blameless. So you try as hard as you can to work within the system. When that doesn't work, you find other means of working, but you keep working your way through the process. It is important, very important, that we tell these people first, that we give them warning that they are losing their legitimacy. And in my case, and in the case of others who signed and sent this message, they have already lost their legitimacy. It is important that we put this on record first. We do this because we need to justify our cause in the eyes of the world.
Jim, I'm so glad that you guys are up to this, and I know that you guys are got some great plans in the future for downsizedc.org. Mark, any other questions for Jim Babka while we have him?
Well, you know, I wonder how many people are out there saying, oh, no, we need the government for this or that. And I'm not saying that we don't need governance. What I'm saying is that...
You mean the federal government.
The federal government. I think a lot of people believe that it just, at some level, we need force. If that force is... You know, to stop people from killing other people, I'm for that. You're going to have to use force to stop that. Some people believe that you've got to have force to take care of the poor. Some people believe you've got to have force to deal with the drug addicts. Some people believe you have to have force to fight the terrorists over there. Otherwise, you have to fight them over here. Jim, what do you think about when people say things like that?
Well, let's just pick the most obvious one. I mean, the President of the United States stood up yesterday and said that his number one responsibility was being the commander in chief. I have a hard time believing as Lincoln said, Napoleon wasn't going to be able to take a drink from the Ohio River. I mean, we have, we're bordered on both sides by water. We have peace. We have, alliances with nations on either side of us. There's no reason to think that we have the threat that we've got. And what we have instead of a Department of Defense is a Department of Enemy Creation that provokes and puts us in bad situations, that offends other people in other countries, offends their governments, puts us in a position of greater danger. And then, of course, the solution is always more defense, more spending, more bombing, more drones. I'm suggesting that we would actually be safer if we didn't have it. If we didn't have it, you and I would actually be safer. And we would learn that we were responsible for our own security. This is another thing. How much time are we spending? How alert are most people to looking out for their neighbor? Is keeping their eyes open, just being aware of their surroundings. People walk around in this dull haze, thinking that they're all safe and everything's perfectly fine. Very few people, now more and more are waking up and they're taking on self-defense classes or a concealed carry or whatever, but they're not thinking of it. So we don't have peace officers. We have cops. We have people who are coming in, and you guys have chronicled the things that are going on with cops on your show frequently, but we don't have peace officers. We don't have this notion that everybody is kind of looking out or their own, they are their brother's keeper. I really do believe we could have more community, we could have more empathy if we didn't have the state. And I really believe the presence of it really degrades us in so many ways that we cannot even see.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we see it even on a low, you talked about neighbors before. We see it on that level where neighbors, if they have a dispute with one another, are likely to call the police rather than actually just go and talk to their neighbors. People are, in a lot of cases, afraid of one another. And I'm sure that has something to do with, mainstream media constantly reporting negative news, even though ultimately most people are good and friendly and we do get along and everybody does get along on a voluntary basis for the most part.
Yeah, I had to go across the street and tell my neighbor because we got a third car, but I only could park two in the driveway. I had to go tell her, listen, we're going to be parking a third car in the street. Is that going to be a problem for you? And, of course, she said no. Now, I happen to know that years ago she called on somebody who left their car in front of their house all the time and got it ticketed. But I go over and talk to her, and everything's fine. I've helped her shovel her driveway in the past, and I've worked to have a good relationship with my neighbors. And so far, knock on wood, that's been the case.
Jim Babka, again, appreciate you coming on tonight on Free Talk Live. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, and certainly I know you'll keep in touch with us. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. And a great idea, by the way. Don't hesitate to check it out, listeners. Go to DownsizedDC.org. Look for their campaign, I Withdraw My Allegiance from the Federal Government. It's about two or three down the page there at DownsizedDC.org. Really important idea. And then, of course, there's the next step, which is, of course, to get together with other people who would make such a declaration. That way we aren't spread thin across the whole country. That's what the Free State Project is about. Hour two is next. You take control.
Quantum of Vibes, year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.